Once you realize that life's not about just following what society tells you, it's about going inside and finding your true north and getting into your flow state, life works for you. Welcome back to Self-Dom Beautiful Humans. Today is a solo episode and I needed to jump on the pod and talk about this because I'm so passionate about it and it is flow state. Today's episode is all about finding your flow state and tips to get you there. I wanted to touch on what is flow state because I think a bunch of you are like, Dom, what is flow state? What is this episode even about? So this term was created by a guy with a really difficult name to say, and I'm half Hungarian and his name's Hungarian, so I should be able to say it, but I can't. But me giving it a go is Mihai Csikszentmihalyi. So he created the term flow state in the 1970s. It refers to being so immersed in the joy of their work or activity that nothing else seems to matter. So the way I define flow state is when you're just in this state of being where life is working for you. You love your work, you really enjoy the people around you. You know when you sit down at your desk to do work and it just happens. You're doing effort effortlessly. That's how I would define flow state. I think the best example to represent flow state to someone who's never heard of it before is an athlete. Think about an athlete on the court, a basketball player. They're in the zone. There is no distractions. Time would be going so fast and they are just focused. That is your flow state. They love what they're doing. They're great at it. But for us non-athletes over here, we can also find our flow state. And I'm really excited to dive into this episode because I don't think we speak about it enough. We're not taught it at school. And it is a real life-changing practice. So my first tip I'm going to talk about is you need to get through the initial agitation and frustration. I think we all think entrepreneurs, successful people, they just sit at their laptop, they work all day. Or athletes, they're just naturally gifted. But it is so normal for us to have this agitation and just feel a bit like uncomfortable when you sit down. It doesn't just happen like that. So think about when you're not in the mood to train, but you put your sneakers on, you get in your car, you get to the gym, you walk for 10 minutes. Before you know it, you're doing some chin-ups, some sit-ups, and you're in the zone. Our mind works the same as the body. We need to warm it up. So our brain has a dopamine reward system. This means when we hit certain targets, our brain releases dopamine, which encourages us to keep going. So I'm going to give you an example for writing this podcast and what I have just gone through the last few hours. I woke up today and I thought, you know what? I want to do my solo episode. I don't know what I'm going to do it about. Let me have a think. I did everything in my power not to sit at that laptop. I've made snacks. I've played with Crumble. I've gone for two walks. I've just been distracting myself, and that is completely normal. So then when I decided on the topic and I was doing my notes, I had a dopamine hit. I was rewarded. So then I felt in flow state when I was putting it all together for today's episode, and I was just writing, putting it into these five tips, and I felt great about it. So you need to warm up the brain. No one is superhuman. Remember that. And the first step for getting into your flow state is just realizing that there is agitation that's part of it. You're human. My second tip is to let go of what you were taught at school. A little bit about me. When I was at school, I wasn't great. I was in the bottom science, the bottom English. And now I do nutrition, which is biology. And I'm hosting a podcast, which means a lot of writing and preparation and interviewing skills. I also wasn't good at public speaking, and here I am speaking on camera. So let go of what anyone taught you, because it's going to be impossible to find your flow state if we stuck to the pigeonhole that school provides. I'm pretty sure when I was in high school, there was only five options for my final exams. There is so many things you can be talented and gifted at. So I want you to let go of it. right now and think about the endless possibilities for you. What I have loved about having this podcast is I interview experts in the field. And what comes up time and time again was they didn't finish school. They had learning difficulties. Dean, who I had on the podcast recently, he had learning difficulties. And now he speaks in front of thousands of people, has an app, does training courses. He had such a big list of credentials. If he would have pigeonholed himself as someone who couldn't do the things he's doing, he wouldn't be where he is. So we need to let go of that. It almost frustrates me that the schooling system is how it is. I know it can feel super overwhelming right now to be like, I have to let go of everything I was taught, but it's never too late to find out your gifts and your purpose. And I always talk about meditation, but it is so important to find your most authentic self. Otherwise, it's just all the external factors that are determining what we do, who we hang out with, what we like, our preferences. Marketing is literally throwing us thousands of ads. So it is so important we close our eyes, go inside and ask ourselves these questions. This idea of flow state is similar to the idea of just being on a current, you're moving with life. If you feel resistance in your life, you're not in a flow state, and meditating is going to help you just become more flexible, become more mobile, and go through life with a little bit more ease. As I said, the flow state is this effortless effort where you're getting so much done, but it just feels not easy, but flowing. Some questions you could ask yourself while you're meditating is your work truly serving you? What would your dream life look like? We need to be asking ourselves these hard questions and regularly because it changes all the time. The last question I want you to ask yourself is, if you could work and the money wasn't a factor, so you're just doing what you love, what would you do? How would you spend your days? Deep dive into this on a piece of paper. Just write it down. You might discover some purpose, some passion in there that you didn't even know. You might love cooking. You might want to be with around flowers and be a florist. Who knows? But just deep dive. Ask yourself these questions. It's never too late. My third tip is, when you find your flow, the world is working for you. I'm that girl who loves to see angel numbers. I see 11-11 every day, and my lucky number is 313. I live across the road from apartment 313, and I'm just like, it's a sign, I'm meant to live here. But if you're someone who doesn't see angel numbers, or someone who isn't the glass half full type of person, you're biologically made to have a negativity bias. So don't stress. The good thing is if you work at it every day, you can become more positive. You can rewire your brain. One thing Mel Robbins always talks about, which I'm obsessed with her firstly, is about synchronicity. It's these little moments in your life where you're like, I'm on the right path. So that's what angel numbers are. They make you feel like you're on the right path. But I'll give you an example in my life of this synchronicity. So I went to Pilates and I met Eddie from Bread. And we've been hosting events together. She's become a really good friend and positive influence in my life. But if I wasn't open to the synchronicities of life, I would have just gone to Pilates, been on my phone till the class went on, then left. I wouldn't have been open to having these conversations. You need to trust the universe, because the universe throws signs at you. I believe affirmations are one of the best ways to kind of find your flow state and trust the universe. So the one that I always use is, I am exactly where I need to be. This means when shit is happening and I'm unable to control my external environment, I know that I am exactly where I need to be. I'm in my flow state and I trust what the universe is doing to me. Now, I'm going to stop the episode right here, because if old Dom was listening to this 2 years ago, I would have said, what is this woo-woo shit? I'm turning this off. But I want you to trust me on this. It has changed my life, and anyone can find their flow state if they really, really want to. My fourth tip is to explore what brings you joy. So I'm going to touch on school again. I went to UTS and did a business degree. I graduated and I am surrounded by people who say, I did a business degree, I did a this degree, I still don't know what I want to do, I don't love my life. You're not in your flow state, clearly, if you feel this way. I'm here to tell you that it's 2024 and the world is so, so different. You really can make a living doing anything. I see people posting their pottery on TikTok and smashing it with life and getting brand deals. So I'm here to encourage you to explore these passions and purposes. If the only reason you're not posting online is because you're scared of what people will think, you're scared of failure, it's not good enough because you're going to look back on your life and wish you posted those damn Instagram reels and gave it a shot. So I'm not here telling you to quit your 9-to-5 job or change your entire life. All I'm saying is maybe start a little side hustle or a side business. Maybe post your outfit on your way to work if you're someone who loves fashion. Whatever your purpose and passion is, we live in this amazing world where you can make a living doing it. So there's no better time to find your flow state and get into it. For me personally, and my story is I was doing the whole modeling thing and I still am and I still really enjoy it, but it's not my purpose. I don't feel like I'm at flow state. I definitely notice the time when I'm on shoot. But when I'm filming my interview podcasts, I feel so happy. I could do it all day. I love learning from the people that I get to speak to. And I do feel like it's my North Star. I feel like it's my purpose and passion. And I'm on the right track. So now that I have this experience, and it's only been as of late, the podcast, this is actually my 20th episode. So it feels very fitting. But now that I'm feeling in this flow state, I just want to encourage even just one more person to give it a go. That little inkling in the side of their brain telling them, there's more out there, that bit of resistance. As I've mentioned, we should feel like we're on a current. We should be flowing with life. My final tip is meditation and being present. I know I touched on meditation, but it is so important that we do it daily because it allows us to find our flow state by going inside, not being distracted by the external environment. It's something that I've incorporated for the last 2 years and it has completely changed my life. I'm so grateful for Tom because he's really honed in on us meditating every morning. And it's one of those things where you notice you're kinder to someone on the street and then you notice how I mentioned with the header, you're just a bit more open to other people. These little moments that make you realize, wow, I'm getting off that shell around me and getting into my flow state, that's when you keep going and you never ever want to stop. I also did an 8-week purpose course last year where we dived deep into 6 pillars of purpose. And it was very interesting because we looked at your true and your false values. And my false values, so what I was chasing was acknowledgement, pride, success. But the issue with these goals is that you're never content because if you achieve, well, then you need to keep achieving and keep achieving and getting acknowledged and making money. So you're never going to just be present. You're never just going to be content and happy. And we actually discovered that my true values were peace, love, connection, and inspirations. So I feel super aligned doing this podcast now because I feel like I am able to inspire by interviewing these amazing people. I feel like there is connection and love because I'm hosting events and meeting people and creating a community of like-minded people. It's quite amazing to see this shift in my life in such a short time by following these 5 tips. And again, if 2 years ago I listened to this podcast, I would have said, this is the most woo-woo shit. but it's not. There's a reason that all the most successful people in the world meditate. There is a reason. And I feel like it's becoming more and more mainstream and understood, which is so exciting because it's life-changing practice. I always mention on the Self-Dawn pod, but going slower really gets you further. Once you realize that life's not about just following what society tells you, it's about going inside and finding your true north and getting into your flow state, life works for you. These serendipitous moments happen. You meet someone who then introduces you to someone else. You know those people you're like, oh, they're just so lucky, they're just so lucky? I think they're in their flow state. So I really hope that this podcast encourages you to find your flow state, ask yourself those deep questions that you don't want to ask yourself, and just find out your purpose and your passion. There's nothing more exciting. As I said, we work for majority of our life. So if we're able to do something we love every day, you're just going to be a happier person, and happy people live longer, they're healthier. So yeah, this is the 20th episode of Self-Dom, and I've just been blown away by the community we're building here. So make sure you're staying up to date with all the events and stuff by following Self-Dom on Instagram. If you loved this solo episode, make sure to post it on your story and tag me. It means the world. To wrap up, I really hope you feel encouraged to dive deeper into what serves you, to have those difficult conversations so you aren't resisting the current. If you love this episode, please share on your socials. It means so much to me to see you listening and tagging Self-Dom. I'm also planning more events, so make sure you are following my notifications because the last event sold out in under 2 hours, which is so crazy. So thank you again for the support. It means the world to me, and I'll see you on the next episode.